Baba Ganoush.
If you had many a plate of this delicious concoction, what would you call the plural? Baba's ganoush? Baba ganoushes? Baba ganish? If, by some delightful accident, you add some chocolate to it, would it become Baba ganache? And if it turned out so good that you worshipped it as a purveyor of new beginnings, would you then call it Baba Ganesha, with its many arms pointing to even more permutations of itself? The father of all eggplants should be named Baba, yes, all right. But what if there were gentler ones, with milder yet stronger overtones? Would that then make Mama Ganoush? And if perverse explorations of sweet syrup and garlic gave rise to new Franken tastes, would you be willing to try your luck with Room Baba Ganoush, with its eggplant core in suspended animation amid the usual formaldehyde-soaked cake? She toils through the mound of charred eggplants like Marie Curie did through that veritable hill of ore to extract the precious glowing substance, and announces the success of the operation with an eggplant emoji, used for once for the right prerogative, promising me the gift of a taste worthy of the Nobel Prize on eggplants. Perhaps there is a personal ganoush for each of us, no matter how pampered we wish to be, and how mischievous our inner demons become. Non est disputandum and all that. For you and I, a safe space among the dishes, as well as a playground for our inner children, built out of whimsy, one stray garlic at a time.